Let's talk to Bill Blade. He's a strategist at Mintz Partners. Very good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Moose.
Right, we've only got 6 minutes, sadly. Okay, there's quite a few things going on in the world at the moment. On your soapbox,
all right.
Please.
Let's try and condense the world down to 6 minutes. Everyone's panicking about Trump and trade wars. Stop worrying, listen to the underlying, and look at what's happening in terms of real negotiations. What we're seeing is negative bias. Everyone wants to believe in the downside. They're not looking at how the negotiations continue. However, we are seeing real negativity in the Chinese stock market. That's where we really have seen a bear market develop. Where the Western stock markets are going is more difficult. And as you know, this is the summer, and it's very hard to be convinced about anything in an unconvincing summer. So I think we just need to sit back and look at the reality. Now, one of these realities is Iran. And Iran at the moment is extremely important. We know that the Americans killed the deal earlier this year.
Yep.
They are now putting pressure on other countries not to deal with Iran. We know that within Iran, there's been an economic shock caused by the domestic implications of the Washington embargoes. And we know that Washington is, of course, talking up the need for regime change. And lo and behold, at the same time, we see all the noise on the TV about increased street protests. That's one of the things that's pushing up the price of oil just now. We also know, of course, that the US has been releasing oil from its strategic reserves to fill some of the demand for oil that is now emerging as the global economy recovers. You have to wonder again how much of that is real news and how much of that is the news we want to see, that we will see regime change in Iran. If we do see regime change, that's going to be very interesting and it will have implications. If we don't,
yep,
we're still likely to see oil prices continue to hike upwards because the global economy is recovering. We're seeing people being forced to deal with Saudi as the main supplier and the Americans set to benefit. I think we're also going to see a wave of investment into the energy businesses simply because over the last 15 years, the average oil price was about $70. We're now getting close again to 80. This is the kind of time to be reinvesting in energy. At least that's the way the markets will be figuring it. In terms of bonds, though, very much more difficult situation. We've seen the US 10-year come away from 3%. It's now trading around 280, 290. No real pressure to go any higher. The curve flattening has got lots of people wondering about recession.
Yep.
But I think the real issue is that it's everybody else buying the dollar and buying US interest rates because the rest of the planet, interest rates remain so low, so they're buying US treasuries as a liquidity play. I'm afraid at the moment I would call this a classic summer. Very difficult to determine where we're going unless you really look deep under the news headlines. And of course, we've got the World Cup to watch as well. And I've got to say how gutted I am to see the Icelanders went out last night. They were robbed.
Okay, so it's British summertime. It's a beautiful weather. Okay, I'm a fund manager. I'm about to book my 3-week holiday. Okay. Is this going to implode this summer?
Well, the first thing I'd suggest anyone planning a holiday is, despite the fact I love France, do not get yourself caught up in France just now. It is just a mess of strikes. We had massive air traffic control problems over the weekend, which then hiked into a strike hitting us as we were trying to get back. Aside from that, though, I think you need to be very carefully positioned going into this summer. My own gut feel is we are going to see a massive buying opportunity in the third quarter, and I don't think that requires a massive sell-off in markets. It is just going to be a combination of better-looking numbers coming in. I think we're likely to see inflation numbers start to creep up, but at the same time, production numbers creep up. We will see more signals of interest rate rises elsewhere beginning to emerge, and that's going to take some of the heat out of the US dollar bond market, causing rates to maybe to move up past the 3% rate again. And it's going to be a risk-on environment. And I think equity is going to benefit come third and fourth quarter. That said, there's always the opportunity that might not figure out that way, and we could still see a correction.
On that note, young Bill, thought-provoking as always, I'm not off to France. Bill, thank you very much indeed.